You have to ask the Mexican. You can ask you. Okay, you ready? Today's shear is humanity. Today's shear is Yesod HaAdam, man. You know, before we talk about religion, we got to talk about Adam. Adam, who's religious, is a very good thing, but you got to first be Adam. What is Adam? What are the requirements? What are the expectations? That's the right way to say it. Expectations of Adam, of being a human being. So if you look on your sheets, I show you the topic, and that is Avat HaBriyot. Love, concern, Hashem's Bria people, creation. Avram Avinu is the antithesis of Sdaim. Avram Avinu is all about caring for people, loving people. Sdaim is all about not caring and hating. So we have to discuss this. There's a parish in the Torah, Avram and Sdaim. So, I begin with Ha'ara. You see the first Ha'ara, the first piece, the first part of the shir? You're looking at it? I had something that bothers me all the time. Okay, Avraham Avinu is doing chesed. Avraham Avinu is, expanding himself, giving from himself to bring the archim, to bring the guests. Why does he go around calling himself an Eved and they're masters and... Isn't it like a little too much? What's that all about? I'm your slave, I'm your Evan. Why? Hachnas Archa means I should be your Evan. What does that mean? What's wrong if I just treat you like a respectful person? It bothers me. Avraham Avinu almost sounds strange. Meet three people in the street, they're Arabs, you don't know who they are, what they are. I am your slave, and I'm why are you my slave? What are you talking about? So this is the first Ha'ara. This is the first one. Ha'ara, Hayali Tanid, Bikari Pasha Shalanu. Avraham Avinu is Mechabit. Avraham Avinu is Machnes Oireh. Got it. Okay, he's doing it with respect. Isn't it overkill? Evan, slave, you're my master. Too much. Why? Why the humility? Why such, achna'ah? The Mishnah says you should be Mitalmid of Shalar. It gives us a clear... clear goal to be like Talmid of Shalom. What is Talmid of Shalom? Oye v'sabriyas u'mikarvin l'toyru. What briyas are we referring to? Jews or all people? It says oye v'sabriyas. So the truth is, Pashit, the word Bria seems to say, connotate everyone. I love every human being. The Goyin, the Gra, brings the Makar, the Ahavta L'Riecha Kamaycha. Simply, the Ahavta Kamaycha is Jews. Riecha is fellow Jew. So the implication from the Gra is that Briyos means Jews. We're going to learn later on in the shir that there's some that disagree with us. There are some that say, when it says Oyev Esabriyos, it doesn't have to be strictly Jews, it's everyone. And there are even those that say the Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamaycha is actually Hungarian as well. It's not only Jews. We are brought up to think that way, and I'm going to show you Mekairis. I'll show you where it's brought down clearly. And some say the word Re'echa, the half Re'echa, doesn't mean Re'echa Jew, but Re'echa means your fellow citizen in this world that behaves like a normal citizen of the world. And we're going to talk about that. Now, we find Avram loving people. We find Stein hating people. How does that come about? How does one cultivate that he becomes an Oyev HaSabriyos? And how does Daim turn the opposite, turn so sour? In the beginning of the parsha, we find that Avraham Avinu goes out of his way to be Mischasid Yishmaelim. Yishmaelim are Goyim. And not only Goyim, they're Oyev HaAvodah Zarah. Rashi clearly says that he gives him water. Why does he give him the water? To wash the feet from Avodah Zarah. So you're talking about a Bali Oiv the Avodah Zarah. Is there a din of respect and chesed to Oiv the Avodah Zarah? That's what it seems here.
If he's doing it, you would think so.
You think so? You see, Yehuda? You see, you're following with me?
For a guy. A guy.
Shmuel was an Oiv Kechavim. They're doing Avodah Zarah. You see clearly that Avraham Avinu. So I would say maybe before Matan Torah, maybe after the Torah was given, mitzvah. Yeah, but after the Torah was given, maybe then there's an Isser to be do Avodah Zarah.
Sheva Mitzvah Noach, no.
So the question is, when was Sheva Mitzvah Noach? And the story is before. So the truth, let me tell you the real truth. Rav Avadia Sever and his children, I bring it down. Yechavadas Chelik Vav Simen Samach. He wants to speak about this. He says, L'chayra, how did Avram Avinu pray for Avimelech? Avimelech was a Russian. He wants to say that could be before Matan Torah, you can't ask questions on the stories of the Chumash. After, the laws are different. There's a Torah, and then there's maybe an Aladam for Balaveira. Maybe, you know, you have to treat her Oyvah Avodah Zarah differently.
Yeah, how did Yaakov marry two sisters?
So that's what he's trying to say. Maybe. He has this in the tshuva that maybe Lifnei Matan Torah. So let's take a deal with the question. Why is Avram Avinu davening for Avimelech? That's a good question. Now, the Sefer Chassidim, Simin Tov Reish Peches, says clearly you should not daven for sinners, especially those that make others sin. So if someone is a sinner, he's a Baal Chet, and he's Machtia, others, you shouldn't be davening for his health or for to save him.
Who determines that? You can determine by yourself.
Avimelech was not a good dude. I'm sorry to tell you, no matter how you want to slice it, not a very good dude. So the question is, why and how does he daven for Avimelech? So I was thinking that Avimelech, Hashem tells Avimelech, return Sarah, and Avram will daven, and you'll get healed. So it's a Kiddush Hashem, meaning it's showing that Avram Avinu is right and Hashem is with him. So it could be B'makom Kiddush Hashem, you're allowed to daven for a goy, even in a Baal Oiv the Avodah Zarah. In that tshuva, Rabbi Avadi brings this svar also. He says that if it's a question of Kiddush Hashem, you're allowed to daven for a goy, even a Baal Oiv. That's the other, well, shows that Avram Hashem. What do you care whether the guy comes to ask you, can you pray for me? Tell him no.
That was the scenario? He came and asked.
Actually, it's even more. Hashem is telling Avimelech that Avram will daven for you and you'll get better. It says it clear. Hashem says, so that brings out what? So you hear what we're trying to say? First of all, maybe before Matan Torah, all the stories of Chumash cannot prove much. They have different rules. Or the other way to look at it is, that Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem. You look at Yechavadas, that Tshuva Chelik Vav Simen Samach, Mutil Ispal Bat Goyim Yibzeh Kiddush Hashem. That's one of the criteria, that if you have this Kiddush Hashem, if you daven for the Goy, then you're allowed to do it. The real problem is, how does Avram Avinu daven for Zdoim? It's mind-boggling. How could Avram daven for the Nazis? You imagine someone says, go daven for the Nazis. It doesn't make sense. They did evil things. Again, he prayed that Zdoim should survive. In Zdoim, you had Nazism going on. Anshei Zdoim were Royim v'chatoyim l'Hashem. They were the most evil society around. What are you daven for them? So we'll talk about that. That's the question. So the Ramban seems to learn that the reason why Hashem reveals to Avram that he's destroying Zdoim, in order he should daven, in order that people later, generations later, shouldn't say, oh, you see, Avram lived in Zdoim in that time, he lived at that, and he didn't pray for them. Achzer, he's a person who has no feelings. He's a vicious person because you see he didn't try to on their behalf to intervene. So maybe Kiddush Hashem. Right? Remember we spoke that when there's a Kiddush Hashem, you're allowed to daven even for sinners. Right? Maybe that's what it means. There's an interesting Taisus in Yuma Chav Ches Amid Aleph Divra Maslov Amar that Avraham Avinu had to pray for Stoim in the morning because at night he wasn't allowed to go out because he was in danger of night. I shluchim mitzvah ein nizakin. Says Hashem really didn't want him to pray for Stoim. Of course, the Taisus. Taisus says that Avraham Abishah didn't want him to really pray. So it's an interesting, I guess it was a test to see if he will.
Anyway.
And he went, not anyway, if he'll do it, but I don't really want him to do it. Which really answers the question, Hashem's not looking for you to pray for Rishayim, pray for Nazis. Meaning the prayer is not the right thing, but Avraham had to show that he was going to do it, that he was ready to do it.
It's a constant doing.
Again, this is a complicated topic. The question is better than the answers. How could Avram, who is the epitome of chesed, stand there begging on behalf of Zdoy? So I wanted to say, yeah, maybe he was davening the tshuva. He's busy with the tzaddikim. Maybe it's a whole different thing. Now, if you look at the tshuva that Rabbi Avadi Yosef brings, Hitaka says this, that you're allowed to daven for Goyim, even Oiv Davoy Dezara. One, he says, is because they should do tshuva. Two, it shouldn't be a fight between Jews and Goyim. They'll say, right? And three, Kiddush Hashem. Those are the three points that he brings from the tshuvas. So maybe that's the pshat. The pshat is that Avraham Avinu, when he prayed for Zdoim, he didn't pray they should get saved. He prayed that they should do tshuva, maybe. Maybe. Many Achrayim disagree with that. Many Achrayim say, Plush and simply pray that at the moment they should get saved. It's complicated. Not the tshuva. It's a question. It's a good question. What point did Avram pray for? What am I bringing out from all this? If you don't have the reasons of Kiddush Hashem, tshuva, maybe there's no point of davening for a guy. Who says you're supposed to daven for a guy? And Rabbi Vadi has a whole tshuva about it. Are you allowed to daven for a guy? That's so what? Bothering Hashem, prayer, the koyach of tefillah, for who? For what? So Rav Moshe in Mesiris Moshe, that's the diary that the grandson wrote about Rav Moshe, he writes clearly that Rav Moshe held your lot of doubt for God. If a neighbor comes over to you and says, pray for me, so Rav Moshe writes that it's not even that. It's about Goyim are people. And kibesi based tefillah yikari l'chalam, and Hashem appreciates prayer even for Goyim. Now I want to tell you, I saw something interesting. There's a sefer called Sefer HaBris. 4 of 6, you have it? 4 of 6, Maimer Yud Gimel Simin Hey. V'yahavta l'reyecha kamoicha. We always thought it's about a Jew. Reyecha. It's going on a guy too. Reyecha b'yishuv ha'olam. It means that he is a family member of society with you. Yeah? The like siv, because it doesn't say v'ahavta l'achicha. And he brings from Reb Chaim Vital in Shara Kedusha, that Reb Chaim Vital clearly states, even a guy, you're supposed to love guy too.
Love
guy? Yeah. Love guy? You have to love people. You gotta love Oyevis Abrius Kipshutai, simply loving people. The famous proof that they bring is the Gemara in Brachis Yud Zayin, that the Tana said, I said hello to everybody. And even a guy in the Shuk, I always said hello to him first. You see clearly that you have to respect even guy.
Yeah, respect and love is two different things.
Possibly. Possibly. You know, Hasidim have a different view of all this. I took out of the hat, I found the famous Rebbe, Reb Pinchas Mikaretz, who's one of the classic Rebbes. Hasidim love him. Imre Pinchas, Reb Pinchas Karitza. He was the grandfather of Rameh Shapiro. It's brought down in his sefer that when he saw this sefer HaBris, quoting Reb Chaim Vital, that you should love the Haftarechamacha, even Goyim, I quoted the words, you hear? Me'oid Nehenemiza. He appreciated it. He liked it. He said it was very good. You know, so it's universal. It's something universal. You need to love people. You need to love people. I saw Reb Yaakov Emden disagrees with this point, and he says V'haftarech Kamaicha is only a Jew. But in order to have V'haftarech Kamaicha a Jew, you have to have the mead of love, and that means you have to love everyone. I'll read it to you inside. Ayin Migdalais, you hear? Ayin Migdalais, yeah. Where Reb Yaakov Emden Chelik Beis Midas Aliyah Sahava Perikid Beis. That mitzvahs after a kamaicha liyisrael, avol b'chalza ishleimus hanefesh mechayiv lehoiv kalad. The mita of loving your fellow brother, it needs that to have the mita of love, and love means to love everyone. You can't, no, you don't have it. V'tzarech hamachse b'mita chamuda zayis liyois. He has to love everyone. Yeah. And even if he's a Baal Avodah Zarah, you should love him anyway. Yaakov Emden, the Yavitz. Huh? Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. The Bechina Shehem Yitzri Hashem. They're the creations of Hashem. You hate what they do. Don't hate them. Hate the sinner, not the sinner, like the Gemara says. So what should you do? Pray for them. You know, the Chafetz Chaim never writes that there's an Issel Lashon Hara in a guy. There's no Issel Lashon Hara. There's actually a Medrash that says that there is. To work with, it's something we have to deal with. The Medrash says that you shouldn't be speaking Lashon Hara on guy. Why not? Because if you speak Lashon Hara in a guy, you'll end up coming to speak Lashon Hara in a Jew. No, not a Kavach Haimer. It's a Gedder. A Gedder. Now, I want to explain to you. I've always understood, either it's because if you train your mouth to speak Lashon Hara, then the next motor mouth is going to the next thing, right? Well, maybe it's a Hergish. Maybe it's a feeling. If you're that callous, you speak about people, you don't love people, and the next thing you'll speak about Jews. If you look on the paper, I bring this down as Im ze mitzad hergel ha maisa. It's the last line of 4 of 6. Im ze mitzad hergel ha maisa. Oy mitzad hergel ha hergish. Is it about you're going to train your mouth, or is it about the feelings? You have to, which is what we spoke about from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right? That Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, if you train your heart to not have love, so you're right, you're supposed to love the Jew, but then you won't love, right? If your hatred towards Goyim or whatever, and you're despondent or cold, or then you'll end up what? It'll seek into who you are. When Kennedy was killed, a lot of the Jews had dual feelings. On one hand, he was a playboy. He was a horrible, you know, we all know his history, right? He was a whatever, he wasn't an respectable human being. At the same time, the Democrats loved him. You know, Jews loved Kennedy. You know, he was their savior, their armor. So many didn't know how to react when he was killed. On one hand, he was an Oyvei Avodah Zarah, Baal Rasha.
Right.
On the other hand, still the president. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky said, it's all right to feel sorrow. Because Jews have feelings. You're supposed to have feelings. Normal, yeah? Kadesh lo yisragel liyosach zari. A person should not train himself to be an achzer. Someone got killed. It's sad. It's a sad story. And he quoted that the altar from Slabodka, when I think the Pope, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Pope, when one of the Popes were passed away, the altar said that it's okay and it's right to feel bad, not to become a cold person. Not to be a... Jews aren't cold. Sensitive.
Yeah.
Empathetic. They're sensitive. You hear? Very interesting. So we see a tremendous lesson. G'dayli Yisrael, as did Avraham Avinu, had empathy and love for people. All people. All people. You see from Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu took in Yishmaelim. He was ready to do anything to help.
Basar v'dam.
Humanity. Okay?
Yeah, but people, Jewish people, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they danced by Al-Ziyosh.
That's what I was saying.
That's something else. That's because those people tortured them. Yeah. It's a whole different topic.
Wow, but you're not supposed to.
That's a whole different topic. That's those people.
So the comment doesn't apply to a guy.
That's a whole different topic. This has nothing to. This has nothing to do with this topic. This is they had the right to be happy with the fall of their enemy at that moment. Okay, that's a different like discussion. Before, no? This has nothing to do with this discussion.
Did, but not actually
this has nothing to do with this discussion. We're not talking about this. We're not talking about when somebody stabbed you in the heart, you can turn around and say, I love you. That's not what the discussion is.
But even more so, Hashem had a in that.
For the malachim, for the malachim.
Okay,
so I don't want to go into it because I don't want to spend now 20 minutes about Mitzrayim and Az Yashir and the second day Pesach. I don't want to do this. It has nothing to do with this topic. This topic is when you see a guy in the street, he's sitting there crossing himself or screaming about the Yashka. Does that mean you should like him? No.
So then why would Sarah, Rebbe, why would Sarah kick out Yishmael and Hagar?
Again, bad influence. We didn't discuss bad influence. You see, you keep on bringing in and not understanding the topic. The topic is, should I dislike somebody? And the answer is no. That's what we're learning here. It's a very simple thing. Dislike their action. Now, if they're bad influence, you got to get rid of them. That's 100% right. Okay. Now.
But that's even by a Jew also, no?
That's right. Now, how does somebody like a guy? Bishlam a Yid, we understand. He's your brother, and we understand conceptually that all Yidin are Achim. Okay? But a guy is not your brother. So
right.
How is it? Why is it? And where would it come from? I should love. What am I loving a chair? What does it have to do with me? So if you look at the Rishayim that we spoke, and the Mefarshim, and then the Ivitz, and the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because they're B'Yosef Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created them. So if you like the creator of them, you will like what he creates, right? For example, when you like a certain singer, everything he sings is beautiful. When you like a painter, right? So you appreciate whatever he paints. You like the person. You like him.
Gemologist also.
Hashem was part of it. Hashem was part of the creation of humanity. So if you like Hashem, you need to like humanity. But I saw in Talmud Dvaira something very interesting. In Talmud Dvaira, he also speaks about this Yisoid, and I'm going to read it inside. Soy Perig Beis. L'chabed hanivroyim kulam. You need to respect all creation. V'yir ba'atzmai, shareihem l'chbadim yayid. You got to look at them as extremely respectful, honorable. Shenitval yayit ha'kal b'briyasim. Because Hashem personally got involved in creating them. So how they can't be nothing if Hashem created them with his own hands, right? The Yargil Atzma Lahakas Ahavas Bene Adam Belibai
Afilu.
Afilu Hirishayim. Gotta love them even if they're Rishayim.
Wow.
Kilu Hayu Echav. It's in time and Dvarim. The Yaisim is there. Achiikva Beliba Avas Bene Adam Kulan. Yeah? Love them like a brother and even more. Time and Dvarim is the classic.
Yeah,
Time and is one of the classic. Ashkafa Svarim. Classics. Now, I think we could pull out from the last lines of the Talmud Dvaira a big yisoid. Know what the Talmud Dvaira says? If you do this, you will achieve humility, and it will cure you from gaiva. I'll read you the words. Shamechaber abriyos yirpa michayli agaiva v'yikaneis. Respecting of people comes from humility. When someone is a balgaiva, then he has no respect and he has no feelings for anybody. Okay? It's an open, clear passage in the Talmud Dvaira. Let's notice Avraham Avinu as he prays for his dying. No? What does it say? Yud ches chav zayin. Perik yud ches chav zayin. V'anoichi afar ve'eif. That's how he prays for my own chidush. You see the humility of Avram, and therefore he was able to pray for Zdai.
Maybe prayer by definition means humble. No?
Correct. And he said, Vanoichi off of the Afer, he was able to pray for Zdai. Yet what is the sin of Zdai? The Pasuk in Yecheskel, I believe it's in the Aftira. We're going to say it in the Aftira. Yecheskel, Perik Tazayin, Pasuk Memtes. This is the sin of Zdaim. You want to know the root. If you want to get down to the bottom of what the sin of Zdaim is, Ga'ain Shivas Lechem, which means they had a lot of bread and they were haughty about it. They're gaiva. They held themselves high class.
They had a lot of money.
And a lot of money, and they held themselves the elite. You hear? They had gaiva. So what they did? Ga'u Ashram. Okay? So we see Avram loving people. He loves people. Anechi off of Eifer. Zdaim, they hate people. Why? They held themselves high, bigger, better, right? So with this, I think we could explain Avram Avinu's Eved. He keeps on calling himself an Eved when he does Hachnasas Archim. It's humility. Avram was humble to such an extent, and that's why he was able to do what he did. Because he was humble, he was able to love Yishmaelim in the street. Well, how could you like? And the answer is, he held of himself in such a humility that he had such respect for everything and everybody. And even Yishmaelim, he has no idea who they are, and even if they're Rishayim and Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The lesson is, we could create two societies. We could create a society where there's Avas Habriyos. We could create a society where there's Sinas Habriyos, and everybody is derogatory and hateful. The Yishayrish, the root of it is humility. Humility. You're humble, you respect. You're humble, you respect. Yeah. You don't talk bad about people. You don't hate. You know, I saw something interesting, and with this I'll end. It's funny, you know, just now they're starting to throw rockets into Israel. Reb Chaim Kanevsky was asked, just like he benches people, and it happens, why does he curse the Arabs? And he answered, you don't curse people. You don't curse people. You don't. Actually, that was his answer. You don't curse people.
Say those who curse are cursed, those who bless are blessed.
Hashem. We don't curse people. It's Reb Chaim Kanevsky, it's a famous answer that he gave. Baruch Hashem li olam. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's stop this. Let's stop. Stop it. Can we stop it? Minutes.